Hello, I'm Jill, and this article is entitled Councillors to Debate New Powers on Parking Fines. Parking wardens may soon be able to give out fines to drivers who park on the pavement under plans that look increasingly likely to go ahead. Pavement parking will be debated by councillors on Oxfordshire County Council next week after a motion was put forward by Bethia Thomas. The council leader for the Vale of White Horse District has put forward plans to the county to ban the method of parking. The pavement parking doesn't just mean leaving an entire car on the path. It can include leaving two wheels on the edge of the curb too. Ms Thomas will say to the council that it causes significant danger, particularly to disabled people or those with mobility issues. Meanwhile, County Council Cabinet Member for Transport Gareth Epps, like his predecessor Andrew Gant, has also backed a ban on pavement parking. He told this newspaper that it wouldn't be a countywide blanket ban, but would be introduced on a case-by-case basis for each pavement. Ms Thomas said the call for the civil enforcement officers to be given powers to enforce the policy is cost-neutral to the council. If her motion is successful next Tuesday, Council Leader Tim Bearder will write to the local Transport Minister in Westminster asking for further resources to implement the ban. Mr Epps said, "I am pleased that the government has given local government powers relating to pavement parking, and there have been calls for this for many years. I look forward to the debate next Tuesday." In January, the Department for Transport said councils will be given new and improved legal control to make it easier to restrict pavement parking across wider areas. This is instead of relying on the previous approach, where action is often limited to individual streets and requires lengthy, complex processes, the government said. Local Transport Minister Lillian Greenwood explained that clear pavements are essential for people to move around safely and independently, whether that's a parent with a pushchair, someone using a wheelchair, or a blind or partially sighted person. A survey of 1,709 UK drivers commissioned by the RAC last year suggested 83% want new rules on pavement parking. RAC Senior Policy Officer Rod Dennis said pavement parking is a serious problem in some communities that needs tackling. He added, "No pavement user should be forced into walking or wheeling into the road because of someone parking inconsiderately. A clear majority of drivers agree and want to see an end to needless pavement parking that causes accessibility problems, but when it comes to the solution, the jury is out." And the article is accompanied by a photograph of somebody who's inconsiderately parked on the pavement on Windmill Road in Headington. And there's also a picture of Bethia Thomas.